The universe. It is filled with mysteries and wonders. Its expanse is billions of light years. This podcast will answer the question of what action figures and collectibles the hosts are buying this month. Welcome to Tales from the Collectorverse. Here are your hosts, Ryan Parent and Ed Campbell.
Sort of talking, and then you're like, oh, by the way, we're recording, Ed, because I'm just sitting here talking about shit.
Are you done?
I'm never done.
Okay, well, we're recording now, so you can start the show.
Now you hit record?
Yeah.
I've been going on like this for 10 minutes.
I know.
All right, well, now I guess I better do the intro.
Guess so.
Welcome, everyone, to Tales from the Collectiverse. This is Season 4, Episode 4, April Edition. Of your favorite podcast on the True North Nerds Network. I'm Snowhawk Cosplay, Ed Campbell, and with me is...
Ryan Parent. How you doing, Ed?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I wonder if that open's going to get some people.
I'll leave it on there. I won't cut it off. It'll go from Rex saying his bit to the music to you going off on me. And
actually, speaking about the bit... We need to, I love Rex's work, but I think we need to update it a bit.
Well, he's got a new sound booth, so yeah.
Yes.
He's just waiting for scripts. If we give him a new script, he'll record it.
All right,
we got to
write a new script. So, hey, if you're listening.
Hi. If you're not listening, how are you hearing this?
Just reach out to us. We would like to juggle up the intro and outro. So
you want to reach out to us? You want Rex?
Anybody who's listening, if you have a better idea of how the intro and outro could go, write us up a script and send it in. Because, like, I kind of wrote up the original one. But, yeah, if you've got something cool that you think would be a cool intro and outro, send it over. Just hit us up on the Instagram page and send us a message. Anyways, besides this gibberish and me just rambling, what you up to, Ryan?
Same old, same old. Work, work, work. 7 days, 6 days a week, one day off.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pay my bills.
Yeah, but your 6 day working is in a comic book shop, and you weren't working there, you'd be hanging out anyways.
Well, I probably wouldn't be hanging out there on a Saturday, because I hang out there on Wednesdays.
Well, there you go. Why do you bother going in Wednesday? You're there on Saturday.
Well, because I go and pick up my new books on Wednesday. So then I have a few days to read it before I'm working and trying to sell them to people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And I've always gone in on Wednesdays. I can't break my routine. I'm a creature of habit.
I haven't been on Wednesdays in how many years now?
Since we stopped going out for dinner on Wednesdays.
And that was, well, ever since I started working on the road. Yeah. I haven't.
That was a long... No, because we even switched to Thursday dinners for a while. That's when... Before that.
Well, that's when Music Bingo was on.
Yeah.
Because, we
that
rotated...
That was before we started doing a podcast. So that's like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. Free... New Comic Book Day used to just be whatever best day was for wing price or stuff going on at the bar. But anyways, enough of that crap.
Crap. We're reminiscing.
Oh, yes. Reminiscing. And, well, we're maybe
old people do that.
Maybe some people listening had been there.
Yep.
You know, because we've had a lot of people in our circle over the years.
Yep.
Anyways, speaking about circles, why don't we talk about six figures?
Okay, go for it.
Me first? Well,
what do you want me to go first?
Oh, I can go first.
Okay, go first.
I posted on our Instagram page because I picked up a bunch of stuff from Big Bad Toy Store pre-orders and had them shipped down to the office down in Atlanta. So that worked out pretty well because I was down at the office anyways and picked up all my stuff. One of the things I got was the Masters Universe Origins cartoon version of Teela.
Nice.
I'm really fighting the urge to buy the rest of the animated ones.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure we've had that discussion on here before where you're like, no, I'm not. I don't need all these. I've already got. I'm running out of space.
I do have Skeletor and Evil-Lyn, because I think...
Don't you have He-Man?
Yes, I already had He-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, so Skeletor and Evil-Lyn. Skeletor I got, Evil-Lyn's coming.
Okay.
I think I got Skeletor. I know I took pictures. I have to upload
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah.
I have to upload a bunch of pictures to the Instagram. But it was when I was at Walmart, I found the collector's exclusive Mossman.
From which line of He-Man figures?
Master Universe Origins.
Origins line, okay.
So it is the collector's line. So like what they did with the collector's version of Panthor where he's flocked.
Yeah.
It's the Moss version of Mossman.
Oh, okay.
And he was normally $40.
Woo.
But he was on clearance for $15. And I'm like, I can do $15.
Yeah.
So he comes to like multiple heads and Moss version. So I haven't taken him out of the package yet, but I'm like, no, that was okay, that was worth it.
Nice.
I am trying to cut back on the Origins because I'm running out of space.
Yeah. And they're kind of getting to that end of the line where they're just, you know, there's a few reissues and some updated characters that have already been put out. And some,
yeah.
You know,
Origins, there's only so much you can do. Masterverse.
That's a whole other story.
They keep pulling out something cool. Yeah. That's like, oh, damn it. Well, I guess I got to get that one.
And the funny thing is, we're not seeing either one of them up here.
No.
We're not getting anything new, He-Man. And the last time I saw something new was at the dollar store.
But they're not even having it in the down in the States.
Yeah.
They're not even on the shelves. So, really, pre-orders, Big Bad Toy Store. Mattel Creations keeps sending me emails on some cool stuff. But I'm like, you know, that's a little bit much. But the one thing I did notice, a lot of the Mattel Creations are starting to show up on BBTS.
Okay.
So, like,
they were able to get some orders of them.
Yeah, the powered up Evil-Lyn, that one I bought, the special edition.
Yeah.
They have her on Big Bad Toy Store. Now, whether they ordered some
and then,
and, you know, sell it for a slightly inflated price. The other thing I did notice, just talking about exclusives and Big Bad, they also have the Haslab Sky Striker.
Yes, I think I might have seen it on there.
Yeah. Now, they want like 500 for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, nah, ain't going to happen. But but it is kind of interesting. If you missed out on an old Haslab, if they happen to have it on Big Bad, you could buy it at a premium.
But it's not a scalper price.
Yeah. Speaking about the rest of the stuff I got from Big Bad, swinging back to G.I. Joe, I got the retro classified carded Duke, Scarlet, and Recondo. If you're buying classified and kind of shying away from the retro ones, pick these ones up because they are frigging great. It has the new card, the new cards on it. So it's not like the thinner cards that came out when it was the Walmart exclusive. It is the collector's style card that is heavy duty. The Scarlet's an all new sculpt. The Recondo is classic paint job on the Tiger Force body. And Duke is pretty much classic paint of like the regular Duke. Come with tons of accessories and just completely worth it. Like really, really, really good. I also picked up the 60th anniversary of G.I. Joe Action Soldier and Action Sailor, which they just come like geared to the gills with everything. And I also picked up the deluxe edition of Metalhead, which is kind of cool because it is our first Iron Grenader in the G.I. Joe line.
Does he have that branding on him?
Well,
I didn't get him, so I don't.
Let me just reach over into the box. Yep.
Oh, it does too. Look at that.
Yep.
Okay.
He actually says Iron.
Yep, right on the box.
I always call it Iron Grenader.
Grenadier.
I've been calling him Iron Grenader for
30 years.
30 something years, so that's what I'm going to keep calling him. That just means, because Pimp Daddy has the gold head, but I really want a Iron Grenader Destro.
So, just as a jumping into the news, I believe it's Viper Island that has a YouTube channel, and then they did a little monthly update, and they were speculating on things they've been hearing about. None of these are like official announcements, but you know, some leaked photos or leaked things. Sounds like there's possibly a Deathstro and a Baroness repaint for Iron Grenadiers, and a Bat one as well.
Well, if they were looking for vehicles, you know, because Gesture's Despoiler is about the same size as a flight pod.
Yeah.
And that would be a perfect set right there. I love the Iron Grenadier version of Destro with the gold head, the cape, the, you know, like the all the black leather and the sword. It was always a really updated version of him, and I love all the Grenadiers, like the Grenadier troopers.
Well, it's one of those, it'll happen. It's easy repaints for most of them.
Yeah.
So yeah. Even with Destro, like half the parts on his other figures, they can do reuse of and just repaint.
Yep. So the fact that we got our first Iron Grenadier just means that they're opening up the sets. We've got Tiger Force. We got Python Patrol. We start getting Iron Grenadiers. We have Night Force.
Night Force.
You know, so there's leaked images that we're getting Marauders.
Well, we've already gotten some, so. Right?
More leaked images. Like, I've seen leaked images of Sergeant Slaughter as a Marauder.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Yeah, yeah.
And then the rest of the pickups I got was Super 7, so the third wave of Super 7. Baroness in her black suit, Stalker, Gung-Ho, and Zartan.
Nice.
All of them come with accessories based on the animated series.
Multiple heads.
The thing I found was interesting when you showed up here at the bunker and I showed you, kind of cheaped out and don't have the slip cover
on the packaging.
Wave 1 and 2 had, which, and wave, I have wave 4 on pre-order. I had pre-ordered wave 5 and then I canceled two of the figures of Wave 5, which Wave 5 is going to be the Deke animated series, so the 1990 show. And then I got an email saying they canceled the line.
Or that wave.
That wave.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, you know, just as we were kind of talking off air here, I think it's done. Mm. Which, if they cancel the line, makes me feel much better because that means I don't have to cancel the line.
Yeah. You've been doing your part to support it.
Yeah.
If they stop putting the toys out there, you'll stop buying them. But.
Yeah. Like the fact, like Wave 3 here, like Baroness is still one of my favorite characters of all time. I always have to have, like, I have multiple Baronesses, so I don't care. I'll order more Baronesses. Doc looks like a cool figure. Doc is coming out and classified. Zartan, animated one, you know, Gung-Ho. You know, Gung-Ho is still a great, great, great character. Yep. Loved Gung-Ho since, you know, day one of me and G.I. Joe over 40 years ago. So, but that's all I picked up this month. Okay. So mine was just grabbing pre-orders. I was in the States 2 weeks ago. Now it was pretty busy. I didn't get to stop at too many places. I did see a Rakondo in the wild at a GameStop.
Oh, nice.
But other than that, most of the shelves are picked over. And that is even Target's Holothon was on, and I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple things you were looking for. No luck.
Yeah.
I couldn't even find them. I am going to the States this week as you're listening to the show. So we'll see what I find, but I don't know. It's kind of slim pickings down there right now.
Yeah, that's what that's coming across in some of the Toy Hunt videos I'm seeing too. Like, especially like, if you're not there when the stuff gets put on the shelf, then you miss out.
Yeah.
Or there's just the full aisles of sections. Like, you know, a lot of the wrestling figure aisles empty. There's just nothing new hitting the shelf out there.
No.
Same with the like, Star Wars and Transformers. There's just stuff. I don't know if it's like a shipping issue or if it's a store level not ordering stuff because they had other stuff sitting on their pegs for so long. They over order on one thing so they don't order the next thing or what, but
or maybe it's just distribution methods moved. People are buying stuff off of Amazon. Or,
well, exactly, right?
You know, like...
They're stuck with something because people are buying it somewhere else. And then, so if they have too much of one, if a product's sitting on their shelves, why would they buy the next version of it?
Well, even like here recently with the changes in Pulse. Pulse, it's cheap now to order, ship to Canada.
Yeah.
Like, just a normal figure, I'm ordering from Pulse. When, you know, you get the free shipping. So the free shipping, so all you got to do is get to $100, you get free shipping to Canada. It's $40 all in for a figure between, you know, exchange and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get for like a couple dollars cheaper from GameStop, but I don't have to drive to GameStop. I don't have to go and pick up my stuff. It is shipped to the house. So, you know, to me, it's kind of worth it for, at least this way, I know exactly what it's going to cost, and it's here. And I don't have to go and be, oh, by the way, sorry, we pre-sold your pre-order or something like that. So,
yeah.
Anyways, what you got for six figures this month?
Okay, so I picked up one of the new carded Spider-Men. So that carded Spider-Man wave from Marvel Legends figures.
Yep.
I picked up the Last Stand. So that's the one, I believe it's Ben Parker. He's got like that pullover jacket. It's one of that Jack cosplay size.
Yeah. No, that's a great looking figure.
Yeah. So I picked that up. And then I got some Joes. I got Retro Recondo and Retro Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I got the both Action Anniversary Soldier, the Infantry and the Diver.
But you didn't get Retro Scarlet.
Yeah, well, I didn't pre-order either one of those anniversary ones.
Yep.
They had them when I walked into the store. I looked at them and I was like, I'm already here spending money. I might as well buy this. But I didn't pre-order Scarlet, and she hasn't shown up yet. So,
okay.
So a few people that I know that pre-ordered her haven't got theirs yet. So they haven't.
But you've seen mine.
I've seen yours now, and I'm like, I'll probably have to pick it up if I see it on the shelf.
No, definitely if you're one of these people who are going back to, oh, it doesn't look like it did in the 80s. She does. She does. So
yeah, no.
She kind of looks more from the 80s than the rest of them. So.
Yeah, except that Duke is... That's a pretty close to the original looking Duke. It's funny, in my mind's eye, that's Duke.
Yeah.
You got Big Boa, got Techno Viper, I didn't even fully update my list because I got Quick Kick. He came out in this wave, didn't he? Or was he the month?
Dang it. Did I get some stuff before I left? Because
yeah, I was saying.
I'm just looking at last month's list because, yeah, I've got Big Boa, Airborne, Quick Kick, and Techno Viper.
Quick Kick, and the Recon Diver, I got last month. So that's why they're not on my list.
Okay. So mine, they weren't on last month's, but they must have showed up just before I got here. Well, I guess that's why it's a good thing about recording in the bunker, because then
we can look at what toys. Yep. Over at the store at Big B Comics, we got some Invincible Funko Pops.
Huh?
In. Yeah, so we thought, you know, we're starting to get out of Funko Pops, but, you know, we still have a few shipments coming in that, which is part of the reason we're getting out of them, because the shipping, the delivery on stuff we'd order was so sporadic.
Yeah.
But we got Invincible Funko, so there's an Invincible, an Omni-Man, and an Adam Eve.
Oh.
So I picked up Invincible, and I have him at home right now. I haven't picked up the other ones yet. I went to Dollarama just for shits and giggles. Actually, I'll probably buy some snacks. And I saw the Marvel Legends Kenner 3¾-inch carded Marvel figures.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Spider-Man one. Now, the figures themselves are, they're your shoulders and hips, and that's it, right? But the card art is really nice on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like $4 at Dollarama. So I bought a Spider-Man. I'm not going to open it up. It's going to stay on the card. It'll be on display on a shelf or something somewhere. It's just that one I bought because it looks like it's a cool looking little carded figure.
Yeah, I did. Like when U.S. Agent came out, I bought the U.S. Agent.
Yeah, exactly. Collection. For the same reasons, right? Just the other day, I picked up another dollar store find. I went in and they had some more of those world's smallest figures.
Yep.
They had some Transformers. So I bought an Optimus Prime.
I have one of those too.
So now, yeah, I didn't have Optimus. I have a couple Joes, and I've got a couple He-Mans,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have any Transformers. They had Optimus Prime, Starscream, and Bumblebee. So I bought Optimus Prime.
At the dollar store, like Dollarama, I did see they had the black and gold Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Megazord.
Oh, yes. I've seen a few of the different Megazords.
They because that's part of that whole Lightning collection.
I think I did see the original Megazord, the classic, and then they had the Tiger Megazord.
Yeah, see, robot. I want the... I saw the black and gold one. I'm like, eh. If I was going to buy it, I want the original colors.
Yeah.
So, like, with like all
just the
yeah.
Version 1 Megazord.
Yeah, so I kind of pass on them, but I do want an original Megazord.
Nice.
Because I have been...
Like a small one like that, not a full-size Megazord.
No, just a small one. Yeah. Like, okay. So if you happen to find one, because I've been falling down the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Yeah. Not only on Netflix, but if you go to YouTube, the official Power Rangers channel has every season as a playlist.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I'm kind of working through... Like, I worked through the first three seasons on Netflix, and now I'm working through the reversion season.
Okay.
While also doing like the whole Neo on YouTube.
Oh, geez.
So eventually I'll have every Power Rangers watched. But yeah, the Power Rangers movie, like the
Netflix movie?
The Netflix one, like, got me hooked on Power Rangers. And, yeah.
So my last couple picks, I picked up a couple Star Wars figures. Mm-hmm. Haven't bought any Star Wars in a bit. They put out a Episode 1 Anakin Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
and an Episode 1 Padme Amidala. In, so I guess it's kind of, it's not handmade outfit, it's more like the outfit she's wearing at the end when they do their attack on Naboo.
Oh, okay.
When they take back the palace and stuff. So it's that look.
Well, maybe I should pick up the Anakin and then put him on my Jingle All the Way shelf.
You could. he comes with a backpack that you see him wear. We have that backpack at Big B Comics right now. No, this is not a paid for commercial. In our used section, it's $10. I was tempted to get it when it first got, just because it's like, it's the same backpack he's wearing. It's a good Star Wars cosplay piece. It's a backpack from Star Wars.
Why, it's a full size backpack?
Yeah, it's a full size backpack. It just has, it's a hard shell backpack. It's just one big zipper, so there's no pockets or anything in it, which is kind of, but it comes with a water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's in it. That's in style, and a CD wallet. That's what makes it retro, right there.
Yeah,
the CD wallet.
Yeah. Back in the days when we had our Discmans, man.
Those are my purchases for this month.
Well, we really didn't stimulate the economy much.
Yeah, we did pretty good. Like, yeah, what? There was like what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 GI Joes.
Yeah, but usually we could be a half hour talking about our six figures.
Oh, we're 22 minutes in or so, we're close.
Yeah, so anyways, well, what do we have in store for...
What are our future five-figure forecast?
Yeah, future six-figure report?
Yeah.
Future figure report?
What's in the news? Hey, look at this. I remembered my list today.
There we go, so you get to do the news, not me.
Okay, so we'll start where we always start with Uncle Todd. Mr. McFarlane has all kinds of stuff coming our way as part of the new Movie Maniacs line that we talked about last month. There's a 40-year-old Virgin figure, a Big Lebowski figure, a Dazed and Confused, and a two Matrix ones, a Neo and a Trinity.
I saw the Neo and Trinity. What Dazed and Confused figure?
It's what's his name? You know what I like about high school girls?
So Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Just kind of all right.
He's got like a backdrop with of the poster, and he's kind of like leaning there with one foot up against the wall.
Oh,
like,
that's when they're standing in front of the bowling alley or the pool hall.
Yeah, when it's that pose.
Is it even right to quote that line anymore? Yeah, that's okay. The movie takes place in the 70s.
That's why I didn't finish the line. I just think, you know what I like about High School Girls?
Oh, the movie's so good. I love that movie so much.
Yeah. It's a classic. You know what's bad, though, if you think about it? That came out when? late 90s?
No, like 1993.
93, so early 90s. So the equivalent, so 93. The equivalent to that, because that takes place in like the 70s,
mm-hmm.
would be a movie out now that'd be the 90s.
No, a movie 2000s. Early 2000s. So, like, you go back and watch American Pie now. Like, you make American Pie now taking place in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So, no, but even, okay, Dazed and Confused. I love that movie so much because even if you look at the cast.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone going nuts over Yellowstone and be like, oh, my God, rip. You know, there's Cole Hauser when he was a kid, you know, and his character Benny was still one of my favorite characters in that movie. Like yeah. when he driving the, you know, the 1975 Silverado. You know, sitting in the back of the truck. Okay, all you freshmen, fuck. You know, you come out here, you run. We're gonna chase you all summer. Like now, you figure like one of the biggest stars on Paramount.
So I didn't even realize, you know, because of his, you know, the mustache Loki has on Yellowstone, that was like
I didn't associate
that to him. I didn't realize. Like, yeah. If you'd have asked people, "What do you? You've seen something with him in it?" What I'm like, I have no idea who this guy is or what else he's been in.
Nope. One of his first movies was Dazed and Confused. Nice. So go back and watch Dazed and Confused, and you'll see. Yeah,
you got
Ben Affleck. So not only like you get, and then Matthew McConaughey and Joey Lauren Adams, and oh man, that movie's so good.
Well, it's funny when you look at those, you get into those movies where it's like you get that young cast, where then you later on it turns into that young cast becomes at one point or they you know, they're all the it people.
Yeah.
Like, well, even just look from the 90s, Empire Records, look at that cast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of big names and that people that went on to be big names later that were in that movie.
Yep. So, no, I love Dazed and Confused.
Yep.
It's so good.
Okay. So we're getting a new Mr. Freeze. I think these ones might be gold. There's an ambush bug. Do you know? You remember ambush bug? He's kind of like he's kind of like if Deadpool was less merc with the mouth, but still the fourth wall breaking stuff.
No.
So he's like DC's like character that pops in and out of some things and like breaks, you know, talks to the audience and.
He's all green.
Green.
I saw when he was doing like news reports or something like that.
That guy. A booster gold that this one is like all kind of like gold painted, not yellow painted. And a Tim Drake Robin.
Okay.
We're getting some more Platinum Chase figures. There's a Martian Manhunter, a New 52 Reverse Flash, and a Sportsmaster. Then the big one that you'll spend your money on.
Yep.
I'll probably buy a few of these too. Is they announced a Batman Forever wave.
There we go.
Which we were like, okay, well, you did Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
We'll do the movie before that now. Yeah, so they're going in backwards order here. Which maybe we'll get a Batman Returns after this.
I hope so.
But, so we're getting Batman, Robin, Two-Face, Riddler, and there's a Build-A-Figure, and it's the Nightmare Man-Bat. Which I guess is for one of, like, when the Riddler puts his brain thing on and like sees a has a nightmare and like, sees this vision of like a bat or something. I forget where.
No, Nightmare Man Bat is
almost knocked the recorder on the floor.
Isn't Nightmare Man Bat when Bruce is having? No shit, that's Batman Begins.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie in so long.
Okay, I have the novelization. Had the novelization in the movie.
Okay.
And they explained the man bat in the book.
Okay.
Because, like, even in the movie, when Val Kilmer's talking about, like, it coming out of the darkness. I have to go back and watch Batman Forever. I don't think it's in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it's in the book.
Yeah. It must be in there somewhere at some point while they're making the Build-A-Figure of it. But yeah. So
Build-A-Figure couldn't care about. Top for me would be Two-Face.
Okay.
Number one is Two-Face because I love Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face. A little bit inside baseball. Stupidly, I said, hey, I'm going to make a Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face cosplay. I need it for July.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even started yet. But I'm figuring I'm going to be Two-Face. I'm going to be Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face because I loved it so much. The Batman one, I wonder which version are they going to do. Are they going to do sonar suit or are they going to do the Panther suit?
I don't know. I think they have shown a picture, but I don't know the difference necessarily.
Because in the 100th anniversary WB six-pack, it's the sonar suit.
Well, then it'll probably just be regular.
Yeah.
The regular black.
Because I have the... Back when Mattel had the DC Universe line, I have the Panther suit Val Kilmer of that line. And then,
The Robin is the more colorful, first costume look.
Yeah, so. the red and green.
I'm looking forward to, I think the Jim Carrey figure could be cool looking too.
Jim Carrey
Riddler.
Did they show what Riddler it's going to be?
I don't remember if I saw it or not.
Because like he has so many different looks in that too. Like, is it like the suit and the hat and the short hair, or is it like the crazy silver suit with the big wild hair on it? Or
not sure, but more to come.
I am excited though for the Two-Face one, because Two-Face, Tommy Lee Jones was too good in that movie.
Yeah,
like even though. The whole movie's like campy and goofy because that's what Joel Schumacher wanted to do, but he was that balance between goofy and campy and psychotic.
Yes.
So.
Agreed. And then they also announced at that same time that they are doing a Dark Knight Tumblr with Lucius Fox.
Tumblr. Oh, the car.
The car from the Batman Begins, from the Nolan trilogy.
Hmm.
In the same scale as the 89 Batman and all these Batman, the 89 Batmobile.
Hmm.
So it's time to say, oh, shoot, do I buy that and then have 66 Batmobile, 89 Batmobile, and the Tumbler, and then have to build like a Batcave with shelves for all the different Batmobiles and the Batwing that I've got hanging on my wall. And it's like, oh no, I think I've fallen down a slippery slope here.
My only thing is... Okay, at least Morgan Freeman's getting a payday, but I don't think I really want a Lucius Fox.
Yeah.
I'd want a Christian Bale Batman.
Yeah.
Or because they have the Dark Knight version in the WB six-pack, and then they have the Unmasked Dark Knight version, give us Batman Begins Batman.
I think, isn't that the one I have? Or is it Dark Knight version? I have a Christian Bale Batman.
It'd be Dark Knight.
Oh, yes. Probably is Batman. Yeah, it was the Heath Ledger Joker was in that wave, so it's probably Dark Knight.
Yeah, so it needs to be the Batman Begins version. The one where he can't turn his head. Because that'd be the better version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's an Unmasked, there's the Tokyo skydiving version that's out right now, too.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, why can't they give us Commissioner Gordon.
That would
or
be
maybe he's coming.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Maybe.
Over time. Some collector editions. There's going to be a Captain Boomerang, a classic-looking Starfire, a classic-looking Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Another Batman, a Sergeant Rock,
mm-hmm.
which is an interesting character because I don't think he's gotten many figures over the years, and a Connor Kent jeans and black t-shirt style Superboy.
I imagine you'll be buying that one.
Yeah, I'll be looking at it. Hopefully it's got a better paint job than the steel that came out that I said I was looking forward to getting. I found them multiple times recently in stores, and the paint job is horrible. It's the one, it's like, you know, read out of the comics, so the chrome look has that paint, and when you look at him, there's light blue lines all over him. Like, and it's not like it's a consistent, like, oh, this is supposed to be like something, electricity or something off them. But no, if you look at two different figures, it's got like this bad paint app on two different spots on it.
Yeah, but if you get the collector's edition of him, he looks pretty cool.
I haven't seen the collector's edition.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah,
that one I haven't seen in shop.
Because that one's just like all the one color, and I think he's got the red cape.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that's the one I've seen then. It's the one, yeah. He's just all color. He's like a silver. But when you look at it, it's got like, yeah, it's got like bad paint.
No,
spots.
But I saw him, and I texted you a picture of it.
Okay, maybe I did.
I saw him at Target, and it looked great because it was like, ooh, shit.
I probably was one of those ones that just like, if I see it myself, I might buy it. But
yeah. But because there was no blue on the one I saw.
Oh, well, so then you found one with good paint.
Yeah.
So they've announced Batman animated Joker mobile.
Mm-hmm.
A Victor Zsasz figure.
From animated or?
No, it looks like from some comic maybe or something. Okay. It's a weird looking figure. He's got weird glasses or eyes. I wasn't impressed with him. A Batman 66 Blacklight Joker. It's an Entertainment Earth exclusive.
Okay.
Just announced 2-pack of Joker and Punchline.
I saw it was announced. I didn't even see any photos of it.
Not bad. It looks like Joker and it looks like Punchline. And this weekend, Batman 3 Jokers, The Joker, Frostbite Gold Label Edition. So one of those like blue translucent ones.
Okay.
Only one G.I. Joe announcement.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting Wreckage with the Tiger Paw ATV.
Got it pre-ordered on Pulse.
Got it pre-ordered on GameStop.
Oh, wait a minute. No, sorry. I have
you got it on GameStop too.
Yeah, I got GameStop. Missed out on Pulse. Yeah, sorry. I got it. Yeah, missed out on Pulse because I logged in at like 10:01. It was already sold out.
Yeah. So NECA announced some more TMNT Last Ronin figures. They announced a Ultimate Casey Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still I'd love to get my hands on the four turtles from the Last Ronin line, but none of them have shown up anywhere up here yet. So, and I haven't bugged you to look for them in stores south of the border. So
I don't think I've seen any yet.
Yeah. Transformers wise. They had a big announcement. They have another one of those automated, automatic transforming figures.
Mm-hmm.
They did a Megatron.
Yes.
Turns from a tank to a robot. Now, of course, there's going to be people online complaining, why does he turn into a gun? Well, because he would fall over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have him be a gun. And he's been a tank a long time now in the stories, off and on. So.
Yeah, and the gun never made sense.
No. Marvel Legends announcements. We got a Deadpool Legacy movie figure and a Wolverine 50th anniversary movie figure. So that's the Wolverine and Deadpool that we got announced. Some retro Toy Biz Iron Man wave. There's going to be a Mark 20 Iron Man suit, a Whiplash, an Iron Man Mark 9, a Count Nefaria, an Iron Man Mark 1 gold version, and a She-Hulk. I guess that Giant Man HasLab is going to be coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have announced, and it's already available to buy, a regular size Giant Man.
Yes.
And Wasp 2-pack.
Yep. And I saw that one.
He's got like a lab coat on and stuff like that. So that's cool. We've got an 85th anniversary Wolverine. So this is like a Marvel 85th anniversary wave. They're going to be starting to do like figures that. Of characters that are popular or like adjacent characters, like from those people, they've announced a new Wolverine, a Superior Spider-Man, which is sold out everywhere like instantly.
Oh, crap.
I missed out on that pre-order, so hopefully there'll be some pop up when it finally comes out. Scar, so Hulk's son, Warbird, there's a cool Ghost Rider on a motorcycle.
Is that Danny Ketch though?
Ghost Rider? I have no idea. It's like it looks like the 90s motorcycle, like that one with the square triangular French.
Danny Ketch.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, because, I saw stuff online saying that there was a Danny Ketch Ghost Rider coming out.
Okay, so it's probably that one.
Yeah, and that was a kind of cool storyline, too, because, like, Johnny ends up becoming, like, a mentor to him.
Okay.
So.
A new Iron Fist and Luke Cage 2-pack. So, and that one's kind of like, it's a mix the look for Iron Fist is like a mix between classic and modern.
Mm-hmm.
And the Luke Cage is more of a modern than classic.
Okay.
So that's it for Marvel. We get some Ghostbusters announcements.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... So Hasbro is going to be... I think Hasbro is doing a 1/18 scale wave of figures. So that's 3¾-inch O-ring style.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four Ghostbusters and an accompanying Ecto-1.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then just this yesterday, Mondo has decided they're getting into the Ghostbusters toy ring with coming out with a 6.5-inch scale, the real Ghostbusters line of action figures. So far, they've kind of been showing off with been some digital renders, and I'm not even sure if they're official or if it's like fan-made digital renders, but it's Mondo, and they make good stuff. It's just they're good stuff. Their stuff's expensive, so we'll see.
Well, it might be because I already have the Diamond Select real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, which I kind of kick myself now for not grabbing those.
But I would be interested in the O-ring.
The O-ring ones, yeah, they could. They're tempting.
Yeah, because especially if they make them like the G.I. Joe figures, it might be interesting.
Yeah, they'd fit in nicely with everything else in here.
Well, it would be in here. It'd be in my Ghostbuster collection in the office. But.
And some last little Star Wars announcements. I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Moma Nadon. It's one of the hammerhead alien.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a figure of him coming out.
Okay.
This is the second time they've used this kind of parts from this mold. They did that Doc Ondar from Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
The Disney one. He was a Disney store exclusive, but it's that style of alien. So now they're doing one of the guys from the movies.
Gotcha.
A Mando droid pack. So we're getting R5-D4, a BD-72, and two pit droids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're another Mandalorian privateer. That's another random Mando in like blue and gray paint. And that's all I've got for announcements. You got anything?
No, I haven't really seen much. I've been on social media too much lately anyways, so. Nope. Anyways, let's talk some toys, our talking toy segment. The topic we chose this week, or this month, has been a Disney Plus series that is way too good than what it deserves to be. X-Men 97.
Yes.
Oh, I have nothing but
possible spoilers abound. Yes. I know we've already talked about like up to episode 5 on the main show. Now we're up to episode 7 in the cartoon. You might have already heard the rest of us talk about it probably on the most recent episode of True North Nerds as well. But so now it's us talking about that and toys.
Yeah. Well, as far as the show itself, like it has been spectacular. Like I never expected the show to be this great.
It started off nice and easy, just retro feeling, hitting the nostalgia. It's like, this feels like the 90s X-Men cartoon when it was good. It's like, oh, good. And then it destroyed everything.
Well, when I was watching, I watched season 5 before X-Men 97 came out. And
it's a little rough.
Yeah, season 5 is rough.
Different studio did the animation.
Yeah. And it's also from like 27 years ago.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is like basically when you finish the series, you finish season 5 and then, like it's literally like minutes into 97. Like the whole, like, to me, my X-Men, and then he dies and then Lilandra comes down, takes Charles up to the Shi'ar Empire. And then,
I was surprised they didn't even mention that at the beginning of the series. They just said that he died and that was it. They didn't say anything about aliens taking him away.
No, but then when you get to the episode where you do see Charles in the Shi'ar Empire and he's alive.
I was surprised that happened because I was like, okay, well, are they just writing that out?
Yeah.
So I'd say, okay, nobody remembers the alien part. We're just going to ignore that. But no, they went there.
Yeah. as far as the series goes for X-Men 97, I think the character has been completely redeemed. The most badass character in the show is Cyclops. Like, they did so much with Cyclops that, you know, like, before...
They've used his powers very coolly.
Yeah.
If you want to say it, no, coolly. Yeah, there's a new word.
He's actually overpowered compared to the way he used to be. He... Like, and I have always loved Cyclops. Like, Cyclops has always been one of my favorite X-Men characters.
Okay, yep.
You know, like, everyone loves Wolverine. How can you not love Wolverine, bub? You know, like, you know, pop claws and get into Berserker mode. But, you know, Cyclops was always cool. But the fact that they gave him a fully expanded power set. Like, well, he's actually more powerful than what he's ever been shown before.
At least he's used, you know, at the very least, he's using his optic blast in new, interesting ways.
Yeah.
Like, in the first episode, where he uses it to dodge weapon fire by shooting against the wall to push himself backwards or whatever, and then jumping out of a plane and using it to land.
Yeah, doing superhero landing with his optic blast. Even just his fighting set, like, you know, you see online where it's like, heavily influenced from the Marvel or the X-Men arcade game or Marvel versus Capcom. There's a bunch of stuff I see in there from the X-Men Academy game that was on PlayStation.
Okay.
Which is still one of my favorite fighting games.
Just talking about the different using the fighting styles for the games, I didn't even realize it, but I saw the stills and where someone else pointed out. In the latest episode, when Rogue has gone rogue and she's like attacking bases and doing stuff, you see her do like a jump in the air, tuck into a ball, and then kind of like go flying kick at people.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them, her fight, you know, jump kick moves right out of the arcade game.
Yeah. Speaking about the arcade, and this gets into the collectiverse. So, Arcade One,
okay,
which is making the, you know, the smaller homeowner. Arcade stand-ups.
Yep.
They are re-releasing the X-Men arcade game from the 90s, plus a shitload of other X-Men games. Like, you know, with Arcade One, you don't just get the game that you're buying, you get everything.
Yeah.
So
well,
it is.
At least they give you a good assortment of stuff.
So there's going to be a whole bunch of X-Men games and Street Fighter games included in that, but with X-Men 97 inspired art on the cabinet.
Nice.
Might have to get that one.
And when you do, invite me over, because it's a multiplayer cabinet too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll play.
Yeah. And, like, it's, because that one, I know it's going to be expensive, because I do have one of the Arcade One stand-ups for Pac-Man, but I bought it, for $300 Canadian on clearance in the States.
But yeah.
It's going to be... I'm kind of really leaning towards getting the X-Men 97 one, because I think that would be cool and have that in my arcade with all my other retro games.
Yep.
Now, X-Men 97, by far, I love Episode 1. Episode 3, when they introduce, that Jean Grey that we know in the first couple episodes is actually a clone, and it's Madeline Pryor.
And then she goes all evil and becomes Goblin Queen.
Introduction of Goblin Queen is stellar, but I would say the best episode so far is Episode 5.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else. Episode 7 is really good.
Yep.
But it still doesn't touch Episode 5.
No.
Episode 6 was a little bit of a letdown, because that's where you find out Charles is alive and he's...
Well, you come into it expecting the aftermath of Episode 5.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're not going to go there yet. Here, let's go to the other end of the universe and see what's happening over here.
Yeah.
Which is great, because then you get another week of what's happening, and then you come back with Episode 7.
Episode 4 was fun. It's a split episode.
Yep.
Because half the storyline is the Storm and Forge storyline. But I really like the first part of the storyline, the Motendo storyline. Yeah.
And it does a good job. Like, the way Mojo is a cool villain,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to be used sparingly. Like, it's Mojo, you don't stretch Mojo out over, like, multiple episodes or even multiple issues of a comic. One or two tops to tell a story. Doing this as, like, Mojo there with for, like, more or less half an episode.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the great thing in there, like, after I watched that episode, and you see that there is a video game system that shows up in Jubilee's bedroom on her 18th birthday that kind of looks like a Genesis. The cartridge kind of looks like...
like a Genesis cartridge.
Genesis cartridge for the X-Men game that came out in like 1991 or 1992. So as soon as I watched that episode, I went, oh, damn. Mm. So I went on to Beat Goes On. And I was in Kitchener for my daughter's volleyball tournament for provincials. And it was like, oh, we're in Waterloo. And Beat Goes On in Waterloo had it. So like a quick little 6-minute detour.
How much does that set you back?
$15.
Oh, that's not bad.
And it came with the case.
Oh, nice. Oh, there you go. That's worth it right there.
Now, if you want to talk about old games, that Genesis game from the 90s is still one of the hardest video games ever. Like, I can't get past... like, I've never completed the whole game without having my Game Genie.
Yeah.
And I don't have a Game Genie anymore, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to go on YouTube and watch some tutorials, because right now I'm, like, stuck in the Savage Land. But, you know, that game...
I don't know if I've ever played that game.
It's a lot of fun, because you can choose between, like, Gambit... Gambit and Wolverine, then you can like tag in like an X-Men to help out. So like you can tag in like Storm, and Storm will come in and just do a quick little like attack and then take off. So that is a fun game, but it was like as soon as I saw the Motendo episode, I'm like, all right, I gotta buy that.
Yeah, it had so X-Men. Many Easter eggs for the old arcade games and the old console games, and that, you know, just the way it looked. And like there's sequences like when they're on the street and then they're getting attacked by like the Sentinels. It's like that's the video game right there.
I think the animation's great in it. It looks like the old series, but definitely updated. The voice cast, a lot of the originals from the series, they don't sound
well, you know, they're 20 years older, they're 30 years older,
Years older. So,
some of them sound a little gruffer, and a few characters have been either replaced either because of actors not being available anymore because they're dead, or a few characters got recast because it's more, you know, for cultural sensitivities, But then those characters that did get the people that you know are somewhere else, like it's not like somebody lost a job. They're doing somebody else now.
Yeah. So it's good. So like Jubilee was always a white actress, so she's doing another character, and they have someone who's
of Asian descent, I think.
Is playing Jubilee. But really just sounds exactly the same as what Jubilee always sounded like. The funny thing, Morph, there's a new actor for Morph, and I am kind of sad that it isn't Ron Reuben, because I got to meet Ron Reuben years ago, but Ron Reuben also has a very cartoony voice, so maybe it just doesn't fit anymore. But other than that, the writing is so good, the voice acting is great, the animation is great, the depth of story is so good.
Yep.
Like, it is, like, captivating and riveting. I can't wait to the end. I hope that we get, like, X-Men 98, because that would be...
Well, it'll probably just continue being X-Men 97, just season 2. I don't know if they're going to change it to...
I would just go, no, X-Men 98. Let's keep going. Like, X-Men 98, X-Men 99, and then call her quits before 2000.
Yeah.
But, no, I am excited. I know that the showrunner is no longer involved in the show.
Confirmed, I think it's not a new season, so
And we have no idea why the showrunner is no longer involved, but it doesn't matter as long as they keep cranking out great content and a great storyline. That's all that matters. Now, when it comes down to the action figures,
yes, I was gonna say, now bringing it back around to Collectiverse stuff,
I've seen
Wave 1, I believe I've seen some of Wave 2 in stores locally.
I've seen the Gambit. The Gambit looks great. I haven't picked him up yet because I already have like a comic book version of Gambit, so I don't really need him.
Yeah, I've got the last Hasbro Gambit that came out. It's an awesome Gambit.
So I've seen the Storm. I've seen the Magneto.
The Magneto's cool because it's that big M costume with the hair and everything. So
I've seen pictures of Cyclops. I really want the Cyclops.
I don't know if I've seen Cyclops. I've seen Executioner,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it's funny that, you know, this character that's a bit part in one episode got a figure.
Yeah.
But
I've seen photos. I haven't seen her in the wild of the Goblin Queen.
I have, I believe, does she come with a baby
yes.
Nathan?
Yeah. Yes. Comes with baby Cable. The only thing is they've made some adjustments on the figure, so she doesn't quite look like the animation.
Yeah. She's not as revealing.
Yes. I have the Toy Biz Madeline Pryor Goblin Queen.
Nice.
She's in storage right now just because those Toy Biz figures were clunky looking. Yeah. And just
especially the female figures. They just did not do a good job on them.
Yeah. But, no, I have her in storage, but... unfortunately, like, because Wave 2 kind of hit, like, a week and a half ago when I was in the States, and I hadn't seen any.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't seen them around. I was kind of hoping to at least find a Goblin Queen to pick her up.
Well, I think there's one in... I want to say there's one at the Toys R Us here in the North End. I'm pretty sure I saw that one on Friday.
Okay, well, I might have to pop in, but I would say out of the whole wave, Cyclops, Goblin Queen would be ones I need. Possibly Rogue, because then put Rogue with my classic comic version.
Yeah, I've got the other that other more recent Rogue that's a really nice Rogue with my Gambit.
Yeah, but no, X-Men 97... Nothing but good things for it. I look forward to it every Wednesday when it comes out. I've even watched each episode multiple times.
They haven't gotten that far yet, but it has become a toss up on Wednesday mornings before I go to work. It's like, do I watch X-Men first and then part of Bad Batch if I have to leave, if I don't start it in time, or Bad Batch first and then part of X-Men?
Yeah.
Or do I watch both and just leave a little later for work that morning? And just get to work on time.
The final season of Bad Batch, there, in my opinion, there's been some snooze fests for episodes.
It's going to be there's not many episodes left, I don't think.
No.
So it's all leading to one, I think, you know, one big last couple of episodes. Like,
the interesting thing I find with Bad Batch is that it is sort of this whole project.
Necromancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing I actually like about it is like, well, you're actually making sense. The whole idea of Snoke and Rise of Skywalker. Well,
this connects to Mandalorian, which connects to Snoke and Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's all. It's the Emperor starting his plan to be able to clone himself.
Yeah.
So we can live forever and rule over the galaxy to then the different steps.
And I did like the episode where Asajj Ventress came back.
Yep, that was cool. So,
and then they start talking about, like, as soon as, like, you know, there's times I'm watching, it's kind of just glazed over, and then they said M count, and I'm like, what? And the fact that they actually admit what midichlorians are, and I'm like, finally! Like, you know, it's fine. You can have midichlorians, like,
Everybody's connected to the Force.
Yeah.
It's just whether or not you train to refine that connection or you have an innate skill.
Yeah. You just be able to talk to the cooties in your body that are,
you get someone like little Annie Skywalker that's got a really high
cootie count.
You know, cootie count. And can, without even thinking about it, talk to his cooties.
Yeah.
Where then you get someone like Sabine, who comes from a more closed off society, who we don't know if she necessarily has a high crudie count, but learns to be able to control her crudies.
Yeah. So you just have to see how many midichlorians you have in you. Yeah. So, anyways, there we go. We talked about 97 and then talked about our other Wednesday show on Disney Plus.
Yay, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just in time for May the 4th.
May the 4th. Well, speaking about May the 4th, what are you doing May the 4th this year? Well,
nice segue. May the 4th will be the week this drops. It's coming up on Saturday. I will be working at Big B Comics here in Barrie for Free Comic Book Day. First Saturday in May is Free Comic Book Day every year. We will have a selection of free comics. They are also going to be having a mega sale in store. And you won't hear it here first because we've already been announcing it online. Pokemon cards, 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
Packs, boxes of packs, the different trainer sets. If it's Pokemon cards, it's 50% off. That's a deal.
Yep.
Funko Pops, 50% off. You want to come in and get Omni-Man, Invincible, and Adam Eve? You'll have to come and get in there nice and early and try to beat me to them. I might finish off my collection because they're 50% off. Even the other Funkos that we got.
Cheaper than your staff discount.
Better than my staff discount. And new in-package NECA figures. If it's NECA and we've got it, and it's one of the new ones in package, 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
I may be picking up a couple NECA figures. I might get the Dracula. It's one of those things. I'm like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this. Ooh. Then I'll just say, oh, wait, do I need to be dropping $200 on half-price NECA figures?
The Dracula is really good.
The Dracula one, I may grab. We've got, what's her name? Shredder's daughter from Turtles, her last Ronin figure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that one yet. We have that one in store. I might pick that up. I might get another Man Ray from the Turtles Adventures because I've got one at home already that you grabbed for me in the States.
Yep.
But he comes with multiple heads. So if I get a second one, I can have another one in the house with the other head on it.
There we go.
Half price is the best time to do that. So there's some other classic Turtle, animated Turtle figures. I was actually looking. We have a two-pack in the store of two of the four frogs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, do I want to fall down this hole? I know I don't. Hashtag with Brent and I. Every time we see something new that's cool, and we saw it send a picture, and then it's followed by hashtag not collecting another line.
Yeah.
So it's willpower. But no, it's going to be a great day. There's going to be some free comics. There's just deals in the store.
Yep.
So yeah, if you're in the area in Barrie on that Saturday, come on by, pop in, say hi.
There we go. Well. As far as me, I haven't decided yet if I'm showing up. I guess you invited me if I was going to show up in costume. I invited you,
but I have no power. I just worked it one day a week.
Yeah.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah. I'm on the road this week, so we'll see. I might show up suited up. I don't know what I'd suit up as. But
no. Even if you just showed up to get some free comics and say hi.
Yeah. And if it's a day for cosplay, we can find a reason to suit up as cosplay. So we'll see. If you see me, you see me. If you don't, you don't.
Yep.
Anyways,
or he could be just as John Cena. We just don't see him.
And there we go. Well, speaking about seeing things, where else can people see you, Ryan?
Well, you can find me on the main show, or you can hear me on the main show here at True North Nerds on this channel. And you can find me posting stuff on our Instagram, Tales from Collectorverse, or from sometimes I'll post on True North Nerds
mm-hmm.
as well. But Jen posts a lot on there, too. I don't know how much Kevin and Brent do, but... Yeah, you won't find me posting pictures of the new collectibles. Like I posted up some pictures last night of little Annie Skywalker with my Qui-Gon figure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, they'll take that quick little picture and posted that up on our Instagram. So, yeah. And where can we find you, Ed?
Well, you can find me on all social media under Snowhawk Cosplay, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or wherever. And also... on Tales from Collectiverse. I have a bunch of photos queued up to post. I just haven't had time to do it. And you can also find me on YouTube on the Beneath the Cowl podcast on Cosplay Alliance this past Friday night. So it's live now on the Cosplay Alliance Beneath the Cowl YouTube page. I did an interview with the Freakish Workshop. Noah and I sat down and I did a one-to-one.
Oh, cool.
One-on-one. Was a lot of fun. A little bit of restructuring on the show. We've also brought on a new co-host as well. So there's Chris, Cassandra, B has just been brought on, myself and Anthony. So at least once a month we get one show to ourselves. So it works out pretty good. Had a great conversation with Noah. He is a foamsmith and master craftsman when it comes down to cosplay. And he also has a new YouTube show as well called So You Want to Be a Cosplayer, which is a limited series. He already had a schedule of what episodes he wanted to talk about. So it's about a 13 to 15 episode series on his YouTube channel called The Freakish Workshop. So go check him out. Had a lot of fun talking to him. And yeah, so other than that, that's where you can find me if I'm not here.
There you go.
So next month we will be back again for episode 5 of this season. And until then, and in the meantime, in between time, let's just kick it over to Rex for outro.
Thank you for listening to Tales from the Collectorverse. You can connect with Tales from the Collectorverse on Facebook and Instagram. Tell us some of your tales and share your collections. Tales from the Collectorverse is a co-production of True North Nerds and Snowhawk Cosplay.